encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Mike Maynard. He's the executive director of Hillcrest Bruce Mission in Ashland, Kentucky. And Mike, we've interviewed you several times in the past, but there may be some who don't know who Hillcrest Bruce Mission is, or maybe they don't remember what it is that you all do. Can you give us a little bit of a background again about what you guys do there?
Okay. One of the things that we help people out with is their emergency and their basic needs, because if those things aren't taken care of first, it's hard for folks to get help in other areas, because they're going to be worried more about a place to live or a way to get places or food or clothing or those kind of things. And so we have a monthly food pantry that folks can come here and visit. We also pick up fresh fruits, vegetables, and breads twice a week. And so a lot of great stuff coming from the gardens here in our area right now. And so, in fact, I was looking out there earlier today, and we had potatoes and tomatoes and squash and okra, all kinds of good stuff. We also help out with cleaning and hygiene. We have bedding. We have kitchenware. We have small appliances. We have housewares. We have home decor. So if you're just getting into a place and maybe don't have a whole lot of stuff to get started with, we can probably help you get started with that pretty good. We also have our clothing closet, and we've got a lot of clothes and shoes and hats and accessories for anyone to come and that needs those kind of things. So the basic and emergency needs is really a big portion of what we do. But once that's taken care of, then we help folks out with their health needs. We have a grant that can help people pay for things that maybe their insurance won't. We start taking applications in October for our grant that starts in February. And it can help with dental work if maybe your insurance won't cover some dental work, and it can even help with dentures. We can help you find a provider for the insurance that you have. Sometimes even if you have insurance, it's difficult to find a provider because there's so many, and only certain ones will take certain insurances. And then once we've got your health kind of taken care of, then we start working with you on your education and your employment needs. And so we have a free preschool that we offer to our neighbors up here. We also have adult education that can help folks get their GED, or if they already have a high school diploma or GED, we can help you with math, reading, and English to get you to college level to start college or vocational school or other training and education programs. We also have financial literacy training that we do with folks, and we have folks that can help people fill out their financial aid paperwork for college. Maybe you've got student loan defaults. We've got people that can help you get those on payment so that you can get back into good standing. And we have folks that will help you get the classes that you need for the career that you want to do. And then once we've got all that kind of taken care of, then we have some programs that help with you socially and spiritually. We have bingo twice a month. We have a ladies' Bible study that meets every week. We have a men's group that meets monthly. We also have a homemakers that folks come out here and do arts and crafts, and that's every month. We also do a lot of different support groups and things. So there are a lot of things in that area that we do just to have a reason for people to come up here and just be together.
I appreciate a lot of variety in the types of services that you guys offer. Let me ask, who is eligible to work with you guys or to be a part of these programs?
So for our food pantry, they place food pantries in different areas of the county, so that way people don't have to go very far to get the help they need. And so Hillcrest Bruce Mission, our food pantry, is for the folks in the western part of the county. So if you live in Ashland, then it would be between 6th and 13th Street, and then from Blackburn to the river, so that rectangle. But we also take care of Westwood. We also take care of Glalo Apartments, and we also take care of Ashland Terrace Apartments. So there's a pretty big area that we cover for that. But any of our other services besides the food pantry, it is open for anybody. So if you needed housewares or bedding or clothing or shoes or adult education or any of those kind of things, it's open to any person from anywhere at all.
Well, that's excellent. And yet I understand you guys have some new programs that are just getting started or have just started in the last year. Can you tell us about the new programs that are starting there?
All right. One of the big things that we found out a little over a year ago was that we had a lot of senior citizens in our area that used to come to our food pantry, but maybe because of health reasons or because of transportation issues, they just stopped coming to us. And we found out that they still needed food. They just couldn't make it here to come to our food pantry in person. Well, with COVID, just didn't really seem to be a good idea for senior citizens to be getting out a whole lot anyway. And so we started delivering food to homebound seniors. And so originally it started out about 15 or 20 seniors that we would deliver food to. And this last month, there were 170 seniors that were on our list to help them with food. And it has just grown exponentially. And it takes a little bit of time to get that food out, but oh my gosh, it has been so well worth it. And so that is one of the biggest things that we've done, one because of COVID, and it just made us relook kind of what we were doing. And at the beginning of the pandemic, as the stimulus was coming out, a lot of folks were required to file these non-filer reports to be able to get their stimulus. And so we had our computer set up and folks sitting in there to help them fill out the applications to get their stimulus. The census was also going on earlier last year, and we were able to help people get the census filled out with our computers. And then some of the other things that we've had that's started also, we have a weekly Women's Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, and they meet every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Here, and it's a great group of women, and between 15 and 30 women come to this in-person meeting here every week. They also have an 11th step weekly prayer and meditation group that meets on Wednesdays at 6. We just recently here a few weeks ago started kids karate on Tuesday nights at 6, and that's called Hiya. And the interesting thing with that is that the guy that leads that, he had grown up here in the neighborhood and had come to the mission in an after-school program where they had offered karate and got started in karate then. And he's a black belt, and he's back in the area now, and he wanted to be able to give back and teach karate to kids up here in the neighborhood. So that we just had our third session this last week. We've also partnered with some folks that can help people with telephones, some people who are getting government assistance. Are eligible to get free phones to help them with job searches and for phones to be able to call back on jobs or to make doctor's appointments or those kind of things. We also have insurance representatives that come up here monthly to talk to people about what their insurance provides and maybe even switch their plans a little to help them get the most out of their insurance. There's been a lot of grant money come down in the substance use realm, and so we have partnered with a couple agencies that do training for Narcan and also talk to people about options for rehab or recovery. And here just this week, we started a partnership where we have a mobile van that comes up here that does HIV and Hep C testing for free for folks. So it is amazing just all the additional stuff that's going on up here at the mission now. But the biggest thing is that as our neighbors come up here and we get to know them and they talk about what they really need and what they wished was in the area that could help them, we have found those local partners and to offer that assistance to folks. And that's really what this has all come about. Somebody has said, hey, it would be nice if this was here or I could get these services here. And we've been able to find partners to come up here and do that for our neighbors.
Excellent. So there really are a lot of services, a lot of programs going on there at the mission that may be a benefit to anyone throughout our area. Let me ask you, how are all of these services that you guys provide possible?
It really does not seem possible that all of this could be going on because there's really not a lot of employees up here. So what we don't have in employees, we do have in people that care about what we're doing. And so we have every day, we have different volunteers that are up here. And sometimes it's somebody who just comes up once a week or once every other week and is able to help out for an hour or two. We have some people that they volunteer every single day here because they have that time and it's just something that they really want to do. And so if it wasn't for all the volunteers that are helping, and it's people that are picking up food and delivering food, it's people who are processing books and taking care of our library, it's people who are helping with tutoring, helping in-process donations that come in and hang up stuff and keep stuff straight. There are a lot of things. And so it's the volunteers, really, that enable us to do so much of what we're doing. And the other thing is that we have a lot of great partners. You know, we have a lot of churches and individuals that give to us on a regular basis. Because just keeping a building open, of course, you have administrative expenses with utilities and insurance and things like that. And so the giving from the churches and the individuals support all of that. Also, our preschool, we can offer it for free to our neighbors because we have a couple fundraisers that's supported by a lot of businesses and individuals that pay for the preschool completely each and every year. We also apply for grants to be able to help people, and usually those are very specific and have to be used in specific ways. And so we've been very fortunate in being able to partner with the city of Ashland through some grants that they get from the government. Also, the Kentucky Colonels has been very generous to us over the years. United Way, our local United Way here, also supports us in such a huge way to help us make sure that we have the funding and the personnel to do what we're doing. So when you think it's just the mission doing stuff, oh my gosh, if it wasn't really for the volunteers and the churches and the individuals and the businesses and the grants and all of our agency partners, it's really a team effort from across, you know, the whole county here that really helps us do what we're trying to do here. So if this sounds like something that you would want to be a part of, basically it's loving your neighbor and just helping people. If that's something that you would want to do, that can take many forms. If you wanted to volunteer, you could just hop online and find us on Facebook or on our webpage. If you just look up Hillcrest Bruce Mission, we're the only one, and give us a call or come down and get a tour and see what we're doing if you wanted to volunteer. If you did want to support us, with money, you could do that. Go to our webpage, and you can give through PayPal. Very convenient. If you've got items, really anything that you have in your home could probably be used by someone else if you don't need it. And so our hours here are Monday through Thursday from 9 to 3, but I'm generally here Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can drop off at any time. You don't need an appointment. And when you pull up, if you just come through our double doors and let us know you've got a donation. Now, if you've got bigger stuff, maybe you've got furniture or maybe you've got big appliances, we take those too because we have folks who will move into the neighborhood, into houses, and they may not have all the appliances that they need. In fact, this last week, I had a lady who had called me and said that she had a refrigerator to donate because she was getting a new one and this one still worked. And so great. And so we scheduled a time to pick that up. And it was probably 8 minutes later after this lady called. A lady called in and said, "My refrigerator just died. I'm not sure what to do. I didn't know if you all helped out with that." And so we were able to match up a lady who had a refrigerator to donate with someone who needed one in less than 10 minutes. And honestly, that kind of stuff happens every single day. So never think that what you might have to donate, if you're not sure if somebody could use it or anything, yeah, just let God take care of that, because if he's moving on your heart to donate something, he knows who it's specifically for, and he's directing you to donate it here because that person is either going to call or come in here, and he helps us get folks matched up with these donations.
Truly amazing how God works in those things. So if you would like to learn more about the mission or if you'd like to donate to the mission, of course, you can find them on Facebook. Just search for Hillcrest Bruce Mission. They're located at 1819 Eloise Street in Ashland, Kentucky. Thank you so much, Mike, for being my guest today and sharing with me about the good work that's being done there at Hillcrest Bruce Mission in Ashland, Kentucky. If you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless the community, I'd like to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. If you missed any portion of this interview, you can find it online at walkfm.org. You can even text the word community to 855-592-5536, and we'll send you the link to that directly. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.